The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey, do you like to eat nuts? Like super nummy hazelnuts and almonds and filberts and macadamia nuts and Brazil nuts? Right? You like cracking them open and digging out the choicest morsels of delectable nut meats? Because I really don't. Yep, no reason, just not a big nut fan. Never have been. Anyway, here's Mr. Totally Nutty McNutsu himself, Eric Metaxas.
All right. I don't know what that's all about. Hey, listen, Todd Wilkerson is right in the middle of these fires in the L.A. area. And our next guest is also in the middle of that horror. And it's the first thing I want to bring up. I have on the line the man many people know of as Hercules, or they know him as the protagonist in every Christian film ever made, which is an amazing accomplishment. Kevin Sorbo, welcome to the program.
Hey, good to be back here, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Listen, because you're such an extraordinary physical specimen, we wanted to get you in the studio. We've got these cameras and everything. And when we realized that you couldn't get here, I thought, what a pity. I mean, to have somebody on the phone, if you are a wizened, unpleasant-looking man, that's perfect for radio. But you're too good. So we're only going to do a few minutes with you because we want you in the studio. I hope you're not offended.
I'm not offended. I'll be if we can work it out, I think I'm there December 3rd or 4th, so we can work something out.
Well, okay, that would be spectacular. Now, you've always got a lot of great projects coming out. You've got a Christmas story coming out. But I want to ask you first, you're in the middle of this horror in California, these fires that we have 40 people died. I can't even believe this. What can you tell us? Because you are there.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, first we have the shootings just 2 miles down the road from where I live. And then, of course, you know, less than 24 hours later, everybody's got to be evacuated. And I came back after the first night. I just, you know, I guess it's the male ego, but you want to, you know, my family was safe at a house north of here. And then I came back and put out little spot fires around the house. I mean, it's everything's just burnt everywhere. I have three neighbors on my street alone. I live in a dead-end street that burned to the ground, one right next door to me. The fire came up on three sides of my house, one side within 3 feet of the side of the house, and stopped. I don't know why it stopped. It's a miracle that I'm not burnt down, and my neighbor to the other side of me, same thing, burnt all around the house, and for some reason the fires just stopped.
Wow. Well, that's a blessing no matter how you slice it. That's amazing.
Yeah, but as
Christians,
it's so sad what's going on here.
Well,
that's the thing.
Is when you look at what your neighbors have gone through, you don't want to be too happy. You just want to thank God. But my goodness, I just can't. Honestly, this is such a horror. Well, so many friends of mine live in that area, but haven't had any of them on the radio just to hear. Obviously, the fires are still going on.
Yeah, it's mostly in the Malibu area now. There was a flare-up about 5 miles from us that I took a picture of the smoke coming up of the mountain. It looks like a bomb was dropped there. But, you know, God bless the fire department, what they're doing. These guys aren't sleeping at all. It's incredible. And there's not much you can do when the winds are blowing at 50 miles an hour.
Well, there's so many heroes doing their jobs. Speaking of which, by the way, I forgot to mention up front, in a couple of minutes we've got Mike Rowe, the famous Mike Rowe, Dirty Jobs, blah, blah, blah. He will be in the studio with his mother and father. It's going to get crazy in here. They're all three of them are doing push-ups out in the hallway right now. But listen, I want to talk to you about your DVD, Kevin Sorbo. You have a Christmas story coming up that it's called Christmas Dreams, and it's a reimagining of the stories of the Nutcracker and the Little Drummer Boy. That sounds very confusing. Can you explain that?
It's actually a wonderful little combination of both. It's got animation plus live action. I'm the narrator of it.
You're the narrator. You're not even on the screen?
No, it's just my amazing voice speaking, like yours. Okay.
They blew that. You're physically. I'm speaking as a heterosexual man. You're very attractive. So I can't imagine why they would waste you as the narrator. That's unbelievable. You want to get some ugly guy.
They want to get
an ugly guy with a great voice. Okay. So how are the Nutcracker and the Little Drummer Boy like mashed up? That's kind of like Abraham Lincoln and zombies or vampires. I don't get it.
Well, it's just a wonderful thing. It's really the narration, the whole thing behind it. Really, the fundamental message is if you have much, give of your wealth. If you have little, then give of your heart. And it's a great story for kids under the age of 12. You mentioned Hercules and Andromeda was my other series I did for a long time. I used to get stopped all the time for those two series. I get stopped all the time now for What If, Let There Be Light, God's Not Dead, and people say, please make more things like this for our family. And this is a wonderful Christmas gift for people to watch with their family, for kids that are under the age of 12. There's no question. I think people will love it. They go to ChristmasDreamsTheMovie.com for the website. Get it at Walmart. Get it at Amazon. ChristmasDreamsTheMovie.com.
ChristmasDreamsTheMovie.com. So the title of it, obviously, is Christmas Dreams, and ChristmasDreamsTheMovie.com is the website. And it's available everywhere, unlike my book, Donald Drains the Swamp. You don't even know that that exists, do you, Kevin?
I do. I know everything. I keep in touch with everything you guys do.
Donald Drains the Swamp is a lovely story for children of all ages, and it is now not available in Costco, Barnes & Noble, and Sam's Club. So don't look for it there. But anyway, I just wanted to put in another negative thing before we wrap up here. You really, you've been very busy, and you really have made so many family films, so many wonderful things. So I'm actually glad to hear that people recognize you on the street and say, you know, thank you for doing those things. Because I have a running joke that if it's a Christian film, if it claims to be a Christian film, but you're not the star, actually it's not a Christian film.
Yeah, you know, talk to Pureflix about that. They haven't used me since God's Not Dead, so it's been 6 years since I've worked with those guys.
They've gone over to the dark side. They sold out.
Hey, you know what? I'm also going to throw in my movie, Let There Be Light, that Sean Hannity funded. It was in theaters last year, or actually this year, in January, December, January, February. It's reissued now along with a book at Walmart. They can also get streaming on Amazon, but they can pick up the book and the DVD combo at Walmart. So go get Christmas Dreams. Go get Let There Be Light. And December 7th, and I'll talk about this when I come see you on December 3rd, I have a movie opening through Lionsgate called Bernie the Dolphin, a wonderful family movie called
Burning the Dolphin?
Oh, Bernie. Think of the name Bernie Sanders, but more in a positive way. So it's Bernie the Dolphin.
Bernie the Dolphin?
Yes.
Okay, can you tell me? Well, Bernie the Dolphin either sounds like a family movie or like something that you wouldn't take the kids to see, but you're telling me it's a good movie. Bernie
the Dolphin. It has nothing to do with socialism. It's pro-capitalism all the way.
Okay. It just sounds like so Bernie the Dolphin. But it's very funny because if there was a dolphin named Bernie, I mean that's a funny idea right there. You don't even need a plot. But when does that come out?
December 7th at a theater near you.
December. You chose Pearl Harbor Day on purpose?
I didn't choose that. The distribution company.
It's the ignorant studio execs. They're all too young and dumb to have heard of Pearl Harbor. Hey, since I have no relationship with them, I could say that on my program. But your assenting to it is going to get you fired right now. I'm telling you.
There you go. Hey, I've got three movies coming out next year: The Reliant, an action faith-based movie; One Nation Under God opens the week of July 4th. That's going to be a movie about putting that phrase back into our Pledge of Allegiance. And I just directed another movie called Miracle in East Texas, which will be out next summer. So a lot to talk about.
Wow. Do you ever get to see your wife anymore?
Well, we homeschool, so they travel with us. And actually, my wife Sam is in that movie with me, as long as one of my boys. He's also in Miracle in East Texas.
Wow. Can I be your adopted son? Because I'd love to be in one of these movies.
Sure, we'll get you in the next one. We're trying to raise money for it. So anybody out there wants to get involved in the independent film marketing,
what is the film that in which there might be a role for Eric Metaxas? Tell me about that.
I've got a number of scripts in here. So, I mean, it's too plentiful to mention, but I'll send you a couple scripts through the email.
Kevin, when the cameras come on, I will freak you out. You'll say, who is that guy? He's our Olivier, you'll say. I'm just telling you. I'm going to chew the carpet. I'm going to make everybody around me look bad, but I'm a very generous actor. I will make the people around me look good. I will just throw you, you know, some of the light. Kevin, come on. It is so great to have you. God bless you. God bless Sam. God bless all you're doing. We'll have you in person in New York as soon as possible.
I love it. All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
God bless you. Folks, when we come back, the great Mike Rowe. You don't want to miss him and his mother.
In his new book, Rare, Medium, or Done Well, trusted conservative Mike Huckabee shares time-tested wisdom with readers looking to make a difference in a world where truth is more fluid than ever. Whether business, politics, or family, Huckabee knows the importance of leaving a legacy. Rare, Medium, or Done Well is your guide to leading a life that will influence generations to come. Rare, Medium, or Done Well. Get it now, online, or from a bookseller near you.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Transform your home just in time for the holidays and impress your guests with brand new, made-to-order custom blinds from Blinds.com. Now, through November 19th, get up to 40% off site-wide, plus take an additional 5% off everything at Blinds.com with promo code SHUTTERS, but only until November 19th. Go now and get up to 40% off site-wide, plus take an additional 5% off at Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Transform your home just in time for the holidays and impress your guests with brand new, made-to-order custom blinds from Blinds.com. Now, through November 19th, get up to 40% off site-wide, plus take an additional 5% off everything at Blinds.com with promo code SHUTTERS, but only until November 19th. Go now and get up to 40% off site-wide, plus take an additional 5% off at Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
Too late, all the sooner or later comes down. swear we'll be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Well, look, I warned you that Mike Rowe would be in the studio. A lot of you know Mike Rowe. I'm just getting to know him. And but what you probably didn't know is that Mike Rowe has a mother and a father. And his parents are in the studio because they were nervous about would I treat him right. And his parents, they take care of him. They're still parenting him. No joke, Peggy Rowe, mother of Mike Rowe, you have written a book, and somehow you got your famous son, Mike Rowe, to write the foreword to the book. I got to tell you, my mother couldn't get me to write a foreword for her book. Congratulations on this brand new, terrific book. It's called About My Mother. So, man, we're talking about your mother. We're talking about your son. We're talking about your mother and your father. This is very confusing. Peggy, welcome.
Thank you, Eric. It's fun to be here.
You're doing a book tour? Is this got to be fun for you? You told me you're 80. Do you say that publicly?
I say that proudly. I'm 80, almost 81.
Almost 81?
Yep.
Wow. So you're really almost 82 is what you're telling me.
Well, I will be in my 82nd year.
How old is little Mikey? Now, to you, he's still 12.
Is that a secret, Mike? Can I tell?
No, go ahead.
He's 56.
Mike is 56. I'm 55. So he's an old graybeard. Look at him.
Yes.
Look at him. He's falling apart. It's incredible. His parents look so youthful. Mike.
Yes.
We have something in common. We're both on TBN. Your show is on TBN. Mm-hmm. We're both friends with Matt and Lori Crouch. When did you know? How did this come about? Because a lot of people know you from TV, from all your shows and all the fun stuff you do. But how did it happen? I just want to know. That your mom, Peggy Rowe, who's with me now, wrote a book called About My Mother. Peggy, you wrote a book about your mother.
I did.
You think people are like so confused they're just like tuning into sports radio now?
I assure you. I doubt that anybody would forego a show of this caliber for something as pedestrian as sports radio.
But I do believe
a small amount of confusion could evolve around a title called About My Mother, because when I talk about my mother, people think I'm talking about Peggy. But when Peggy writes about my mother, she's talking about my Nana, my grandmother, whose name is Thelma.
What you just said, if it were printed properly, you said, when I, Mike Rowe, talk about my mother, what you should have actually said is when I talk about my mother. Because
that's
the book is titled
About My Mother. That's right.
But it's Peggy, it's your mother. Now, when did your mother pass away? When was she born?
She passed away in 2005. She was born in 1912.
So
she was 93.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's terrific. Okay,
she lived a good long life.
Have you ever, you know, a lot of people know about Mike, but nobody knows about you. Like you, did you just decide at some point recently, oh, I'm going to write a book? Or what have you been doing up till now besides raising Mikey?
I stayed home, actually, with three children. I was very fortunate. Back in those days, you could do that.
Did this guy support you?
Oh, absolutely.
This guy?
Yeah. He was a school teacher.
For the record, Eric is pointing to John Rowe, my dad, not to me.
Not to you. You didn't support nobody.
I didn't begin to support my mother until very recently.
But isn't that the greatest thing in the world?
Something about, what is it, the Fourth Commandment? One of those?
Yeah.
Honor this one or that one?
That's right. Well, so John Rowe, and can you tell me what did your husband do to support you?
He was a school teacher.
Oh, I love this. Gets cuter and cuter every second. What grade?
He taught teenagers.
Oh, that's wow.
Yeah, and he came home exhausted.
How do you teach teenagers and live to tell about it?
And he was a good teacher.
This is incredible, Mike. I'm starting to understand that how you got a leg up in life.
Look,
why you're so well adjusted. Because these parents, if they raised a screwed up kid, I've yet to meet him.
He thinks you're well adjusted.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, you know what? In short bursts, one can create the illusion of virtually anything.
Wow.
They're both public school teachers. My mom taught elementary school special education. My dad taught social studies. My two brothers and I grew up not only with the benefit of having curious parents who actually care about knowledge, but we lived right next door to the subject of her book, my grandmother, and her husband. So we had...
Wait a minute. I guess her husband would be your grandfather.
That's correct, Eric. His name was Carl Noble. He went to the seventh grade, but still, managed to become an electrical contractor, run a successful business.
And this is all in the Baltimore area?
Yes.
That's where you grew up?
In the county, that's right.
And Peggy and John, that's where you grew up?
I grew up in Baltimore County. My husband grew up in Cecil County,
but that's
not too far away.
But that's not far away.
No.
It's not around here is what I'm trying to say.
No,
it's down there in the middle Atlantic. Okay, so you grew up there. But your book, Peggy, it's about your mother. And it sounds like your mother was sort of crazy, like in a good way. When you say – when somebody has an outsized personality and everybody's like – they just know this is a special person. It sounds like your mom was that kind of a person.
Well, I say in the book that my mother was two people. She was a refined – lady, first of all. She played contract bridge. She went to the opera. She liked ballet. She did those. Oh, she would have gone on a garden tour.
You know, everybody's now wondering what's the second part of this going to be.
Okay, and then the Baltimore Orioles came to town, and it all went out the window, and my mother became a crazy, obsessed Orioles fan.
When did the Orioles come to Baltimore?
1954.
Really?
Really.
And now why? So Baltimore obviously had no baseball team before that.
No. They were the St. Louis Browns, and they came to Baltimore, I think, in 1953 and became the Baltimore Orioles in 1954 when my mother discovered them. And then all hell broke loose.
So St. Louis got the Cardinals, you got the Orioles, and I like bird names. So tell me, why would your mother suddenly become a crazy Baltimore Orioles fan? I don't get it.
You know what? We couldn't figure that out because her only connection with sports growing up was that she was on her high school basketball team. And I'm guessing she was probably their leader because she was a take charge person.
Right.
And then the next thing we know, she's this crazy obsessed ball fan who embarrassed me nonstop.
Yeah, but she could have embarrassed you more if she had been in Ken Burns' baseball series. Can you imagine? Do you remember? I don't know if you remember this, but there was a woman, there was a middle-aged woman who was obsessed with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And I think her name was Hildy. Mm-hmm. And she showed up at every game with the noisemaker. Like, you know, she was like an institution. And she got into the Ken Burns baseball PBS series. So your mother didn't embarrass you to that extent?
Not to that extent, right. No. But we did go to ball games. We had a friend who worked for a company that had a box, owned a box at Memorial Stadium.
Yeah.
And he knew that my mother was such a fan, so he gave us tickets, to my chagrin, because she dragged me along to a lot of the games.
Now, did your dad get to not go?
Well, my father went, I think, two times with her, and poor thing, he couldn't stand it. When she would get up and dance in the aisles and stand up and scream.
If my mother had done that, I'd be dead by now.
Yeah.
That is, to put a kid or a husband through that, that's tough. I'm tough on my family because I'm exuberant, but to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
And you have to remember, too, how out of character this would have been for a woman like this. I mean, this is as close to a socialite as you're going to see. Always in control, always particular. But the Orioles gave her an excuse to come unhinged.
This is so beautiful. This is so American. I love this.
I had to be careful when I invited friends over that it was not during a ball game because my whole image would have been ruined as a teenager.
That's tough on a teenage kid. I mean, what I put my daughter through, I can't imagine. But so this sounds like at the end of it all, this is pretty wonderful to have a mother that's so excited about a sports team.
Well, it is, and it did save her life in the end.
What do you mean?
She fell and broke her hip and was not recuperating well at all. And they told me that they were going to discontinue physical therapy if she didn't make an effort. She had just lost her will. So I wrote a letter to the front office of the Baltimore Orioles, and I explained what a fan my mother was, how devoted she had been through the years. I made it really sound good, but it was true.
You laid it on pretty thick. The school teacher knows how to do that kind of stuff.
And they invited her. Well, first of all, they sent her a ball that was signed by the Orioles, and then they invited her to throw the first pitch out.
Oh, my gosh.
In July. But she had just broken her hip. So I had to
tell
them.
You don't throw with your hip.
No, but you need to stand.
Okay, we're gonna go to a break. This is too much. Folks, just in case you're scoring at home, I want to be very clear. We're just coming out of the first inning. I'm sitting here with the famous Mike Rowe and his now increasingly famous mother, Peggy Rowe. And the book is called About My Mother. We'll be right back.
They all seem to know you. Even your old friends treat you like you're something new. Johnny, come lately. The new kid in town.
Life is all about choices. Cars, shoes, appliances, pretty much everything you buy. And when it comes to life insurance, SelectQuote offers you a choice of your best prices from up to 10 life insurance companies and over 100 different policies. So you not only get the perfect life insurance for your needs, you'll probably save hundreds of dollars in the bargain. Kevin is 39. He controls his blood pressure with meds, but is in good health. SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. SelectQuote, it's all about choices.
To see how affordable life insurance can be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-885-7755. That's 1-800-885-7755. 1-800-885-7755. Over a million people know, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Alvin, wake up. Wake up, Alvin. You know, I told you, my pillow, it's so successful at getting people to sleep that even by bringing it into the studio, you fell asleep.
I'm telling you,
get it out of the studio.
This is not
a place to sleep. If you want to sleep, sleep at home. Folks, this is what's happening with my pillow. It's so successful at getting people to sleep that I think it's dangerous. Anyway, the point is, if you want to go to sleep, Mike Lindell, the inventor of this dangerous, powerful thing called My Pillow, has a special offer for you, Eric Metaxas Show listeners. He's now offering you a buy one, get one free. Right now, if you're looking for a great night's sleep, it would be the perfect time. Call 800-978-3057. 800-978-3057. Use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or you go to mypillow.com and use the code Eric or Eric Metaxas. But remember, these are powerful. You need to respect them, okay? MyPillow.com. Use the code Eric or Metaxas. Check it out.
I was born in the Southland. Oh, yeah. 20-some-odd years ago. My, my, Lord, Lord. I ran away for the first time.
Folks, he's a freeborn man. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm sitting here with the Rowe family. Mike Rowe, you might know him from your TV set, but his mother and father are sitting with me in the studio. Peggy Rowe, his mother, has written a book. Peggy, again, congratulations on writing a book. This is your first book, is it?
It is my first book.
Your first book at 80.
Yeah.
And are you going to take up painting?
No, but I have another book coming.
You've got another book coming?
In a year.
In a year?
Or less.
Okay, this book is called About My Mother, True Stories. I didn't even say the full title. You know, titles are getting longer and longer. I've noticed this from my books. Like they say, you can have whatever you want, and then the subtitle can just go on and explain everything. This is About My Mother, True Stories of a Horse-Crazy Daughter, that's you, and Her Baseball-Obsessed Mother, a memoir, Peggy Rowe, with a foreword by Mike Rowe. Okay, so we haven't even gotten to the part that there's two hyphens in the subtitle, baseball-obsessed mother and horse-crazy daughter. Can I ask you about the horse-crazy daughter? But first, we got to finish the story. Your mother, she broke her hip. You sent a letter to the Orioles management, and you said that they allowed her to throw the first pitch out sometime in July. And so tell us.
They did. They said that she was welcome to throw the first pitch out. And I said, well, she's still recuperating from a broken hip. And they said, that's all right, whenever she's ready, She can come and throw the pitch out.
Oh, now I get it.
So she went to physical therapy that
day. So she decided that it was worth going to physical therapy so she could throw out the first pitch.
And her spirit returned. She had purpose. She went into physical therapy and she said, quote, "You have to get me ready to walk to that pitcher's mound on July 3rd, unquote.
Oh, she put a deadline on it.
Oh, yeah, because like that was, yeah.
But so, I'm saying she didn't just say, like, oh, I'll get ready when I'm ready. She said, I'm doing this July 3rd.
Yeah.
Because they would have done it any time. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. What year was that?
Well, that was 2003.
Okay, so right near the end of her life that she had this goal. That's just amazing.
Yeah. She was truly amazing. And so she did. She went out. The whole family went with her, our entire family. And with the help of two ball girls, she walked out onto the field at Camden Yards in Baltimore.
You said that like I never heard of it.
Well, maybe some of your listeners haven't.
I don't want those kind of listeners, Peggy.
She threw an underarm pitch, and the catcher caught it. Or the pitcher caught it.
I thought you were going to say that it hit the catcher right in the forehead and he's still recuperating.
Yeah, no, it bounced a couple of times and he caught it on the roll.
Poor man.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So she didn't toss a heater?
What's that? Something really fast and hard to catch?
A heater? Well, your mother could have told you that.
The fast.
The high heat, high and tight. Seriously, that's such a cool thing. Now, I know the book is about more than that story, but the book is really about motherhood, isn't it?
It really is. Uh-huh. It's a mother-daughter story. She and I were so different.
What do you mean?
She was always in charge and a tad bossy.
Okay, so she was a certain... We know people like
yeah,
that. We're not going to mention them by name, but we all know people like that. They're personalities. They're larger
right.
than life. And you were not.
I was not assertive. I was more humble as I am now.
Yeah, humble.
Yeah, that's kind of a joke. But you know what? She did accept me. And she accepted the fact that I lived in dungarees and smelled like horse manure a lot of the time.
But that's not a bad thing because you liked horses.
Exactly.
See, if you didn't like horses and you smell that way, that's a problem.
That's when people ask questions.
That would be a problem. Mm-hmm. And I came to accept the fact that her passion for baseball was endearing. And later, when I had children of my own and she walked around the yard with them during a game because she couldn't stand the pressure and she needed to take a walk around the yard with them.
That's hilarious.
I loved it.
That's just hilarious. Now, Mike, I know you're shy in front of a microphone, but if you don't mind, just give us a moment. You knew this woman as your grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it like to have a grandmother that is sports obsessed? Not most American boys don't have sports-obsessed grandmothers. That seems like a particular treat, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, it was a front-row seat to a true passion, right?
Yeah.
But for me, the bigger issue is, you know, what's it like to have a grandmother who lives 100 yards from you and a grandfather who is kind of larger than life and... Yeah, I always looked at my granddad as a magician. He could fix anything, repair anything. And so to have those two personalities 100 yards away and to have these two as parents, I don't think many people have that today. I'm not sure many people had it in the last 50 years.
You're right. You're quite right.
But if you're looking for role models and you're looking for examples of how you ought to live, you know, you're very, very fortunate to get a good parent. To have two, tremendous. To have four.
Yeah.
Right? So they were so opposite. My mom and my grandmother were so opposite, but they lived together were near one another for 70
years. That's actually a big deal to be able to survive that, you know? And seriously, Mike, when you say your grandfather could fix everything, obviously that has influenced your life because you respect that.
I respect it immensely, in part because I didn't get the gene. The handy gene is recessive, tragically.
Okay, we're gonna while we're listening to some Neil Young, we're gonna go to a break. But folks, we're talking to Mike Rowe and Peggy Rowe, his mom, about Peggy's book titled "About My Mother." About My Mother by Peggy Rowe. More to come when we come back from the break. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Look at Mother Nature. Look at Mother Nature.
Elvin, I want to tell you about Relief Factor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I take it all the time.
I know you do.
A lot of people take it. Half the media are talking about it. But on this program, instead of me talking about it, how about if we could get somebody else to talk about it? Somebody, for example, named Finetta.
Oh.
Over the years, as I got older, I noticed pain in my hips. And it got worse and worse. Trying to walk upstairs, it was so miserable. That morning I heard about Relief Factor. I ordered it right then. Within 3 weeks, I was free of pain.
That's what everybody says. You try it within three. If it's not helped you within 3 weeks, I wouldn't use it. But most people are helped by it. It's all natural botanicals. You could take it all day long. It's just not the kind of thing you have to worry about, like Advil or something. Well, you know, you don't want to take that stuff regularly. So go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. It has helped me. It has helped a ton of people. I highly recommend it. I beg my relatives to take it. Relieffactor.com.
You've wrestled with that issue for so long. You don't know who to talk to. You're too embarrassed to tell your friends or family what you're dealing with. You're even reluctant to talk to your pastor. I know, I was there too. But it got to a point that something had to change. And then I found Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who share your faith and will help you through your problem. They want to give you a free week just to try it out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing, from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Why not give it a try? Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Talk to someone who can help. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Let them help. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
This is going to be the best holiday ever! Sure, I maxed out a couple of credit cards and overdrew a bank account or two, but they're not mine, they're yours! All that online shopping and booking travel you do around the holidays, it can leave you exposed. Yay! Now I have passwords, account info, social security numbers, hundreds of them. I got more lists than Santa. It truly is the most wonderful time of year.
For cyber criminals, the season of giving is the season of taking. Good thing there's LifeLock with Norton. LifeLock helps detect threats to your identity like your information for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security protects your devices against cyber threats like malware. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But thanks to LifeLock with Norton, you don't have to let cyber criminals unhappy your holidays. Get 10% off your first year plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. Go to lifelock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART.
Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's Stevie Wonder. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm sitting here with the whole Roe family, or a good chunk of the Roe family. We got the Roe parents and the Roe son. The boy is sitting quietly to the side. Mike Roe, you wrote the foreword for this book, and I got to say, that is a huge get for your mom, because you're getting very big, And it's tough to reach you. You've got handlers now, but your mom was able to get you not just to endorse the book, but to write a foreword and even to appear with her on this program. I say, Mom, that's pretty good.
Oh, I'm very fortunate.
It's very impressive.
I'm very fortunate. But he did read the book first.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
And
he read his mommy's book.
And he said that it was worth reading.
Wow.
And he would do the foreword.
Well, let's just call it the way it is. Not only did all that happen, but I published it. Nobody wanted this book originally.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you published it? You're not a publisher.
No, I'm not.
You're not Clifton Fadiman. Who are you?
You're looking through the second printing of About My Mother. The first printing was 10,000 copies that I put on my Facebook page, all of which sold out in 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
That's what got the attention. My mom writes short stories. From time to time, I read them on Facebook. I read one that was shared and viewed over 120 million times. That brought the publishers out of the woodwork. They wanted stories.
Are these the publishers that came out of the woodwork? Is that them right
there?
That's
one of that. Jonathan back there is the guy that we went with because he...
I know Jonathan. So, yeah, Jonathan won't make a move until you sell 10,000 copies in 2 weeks. And then he's like, you know what? I think we can make some money off of this.
Well, to be fair...
That's called vision in the business. That's called vision.
You know, I call it serendipity because after that happened, that's when they all came. And that's when the publishers who I had initially reached out to said, you didn't tell us she could actually write. But she can.
Yeah.
And so now, you know, she's
This lady here?
That'd be my mom, Peggy Rowe.
Peggy, you didn't teach your son that you don't speak about people in the room in the third person. You never taught him about that, did you?
But it's something nice he's saying about me, so that's fine. So go ahead, Mike.
You let it go. She let it go. That's pretty sweet. Listen, seriously, though, that's not a small thing because I know people who write books, and what they write might be interesting, but the way they write it might not be fun to read. And speaking as a writer who always wanted to be a writer, that's very, very important, is something readable. And so the fact that your son has given you the hat tip there, that's not a small thing.
The book is relatable.
Relatable.
Everybody has a mother. Everybody has experiences that I had, and they can relate to it.
So in this book, you tell stories about growing up. Do you talk about your horse obsession?
Oh, in detail. I was born horse crazy.
So yeah. Don't you find this interesting that you say you're so different from your mother? Your mother was Baltimore Oriole obsessed, and you were horse obsessed. So you share the obsessive gene.
Well, it's just that our particular passions were conflicted.
True.
But, you know, we learned to accept each other, and the fact that I walked around in smelly...
What's interesting is that because you had an obsession, your mother couldn't suck you into her obsession. you had to stand your ground in your sweet way.
She tried to.
Oh, I'm sure she did.
She dragged me to the ball games, and it was very embarrassing. And she wanted to be part of my world. She even had me teach her to ride. I had a little riding school. And so I did, and I was afraid that she would really get hooked on it and want to be too much part of my world. But she was she had a bad experience one day. And
Did you arrange that secretly?
No, I didn't.
Did you make her ride the horse that spooks easily? What did you do, Peggy?
Should I tell him what happened?
Put him on lightning.
Well, we went on a trail ride,
uh-huh.
And we were passing a construction entrance, and there was a man standing outside who gave us a friendly wave and then dropped his pants. And my mother...
Friend of yours?
My mother...
Never met him.
...was appalled, and she said, "Don't look, Peggy." I was a teenager, and I took care of 1,000-pound male horses. I was not impressed at all.
All right. You know, this used to be a family show.
There you go.
We'll edit that out in post.
You get what you
get.
We
send tapes of these things to missionaries. Thank you, Peggy, for working blue. You know, you're the red fox of our generation. That's what you are.
That was her last ride.
That was her last ride. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's very funny.
And true.
And it's true. And so you put that in the book.
Oh, well,
obviously. Who wouldn't put it in the book?
Yeah. I go into in great detail.
In great detail, not too much detail.
Not too much, no.
Well, so you got rid of your mother. She's no longer bothering you with the horses. But you must all be Baltimore Orioles fans by now, just in memory of your mom, no?
Oh, we are. This year they had a very bad year.
Not worse than the Mets, was it?
60 games out.
They were at the bottom.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Worst ever.
They were
60 out of first place. It's as bad as it gets.
Guess what? In 1962, when the Mets came online, right? Or was it 61? 62. They were 60 games out of first place.
Yeah.
And I didn't think, like, in the modern era it was possible to duplicate that.
It is. You just have to really want it.
Yeah, they worked hard at it.
But the Mets were almost as bad. See, to me, as a Mets fan, I always think of the Orioles as rivals because of the 69 series.
Yeah. It took them in four.
Gosh.
Just bloodbath.
Incredible. Okay, but so you guys, you still love the Orioles.
Well,
and you
I
go
do.
To Camden Yards. You must have. Did your mother ever meet Cal Ripken Jr.?
I don't believe she did, but she met Jim Palmer. And he was so gracious to my mother.
Was he wearing his underwear or was he fully dressed?
I think he was maybe wearing his toupee.
Do you remember these ads? Do we not
and
remember these ads?
And what he had on under his pants.
You don't remember those jockey ads?
I do.
Remember them. They're seared into my retina.
What woman doesn't remember that?
I don't know. I haven't asked him. But so your mom met Jim Palmer. That's
yes.
a big. That's a huge deal.
And you know, he came over to her wheelchair when she was out at the park to throw out the opening pitch. He knelt on the ground and held her hand and called her Miss Thelma and listened to what she said. And when he left, she remembered something she had forgotten to tell him. She threw her arm up in the air and she said, "Oh, Jim, oh, Jim." And he came back and he knelt again in her wheelchair. I could have kissed him.
Oh, my
literally,
gosh.
I could have.
Folks, we're going to be right back talking about this great book. It's called About My Mother, and it's by Peggy Rowe with a foreword by Mike Rowe.
Oh, Shama, we've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 866-844-7344 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 866-844-7344. That's 866-844-7344.
Think about the time and money your business spends to attract the best talent. What if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce wants an office that's as mobile and active as they are. Varidesk Standing Desk Solutions help you create an active workspace where employees are happier, healthier, and more productive. Varidesk products require little to no assembly, ship for free, and come with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Browse all Varidesk products at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show, and I have with me an author. Her name is Peggy Rowe. Her little boy, Mike Rowe, who wrote the foreword to the book, is sitting right beside her. The title of the book is About My Mother. Now, Peggy, this is the final segment. Try not to work blue. You're like the white LaWanda Page. We're going to have to bleep you out. I just want to say, in these moments, just remember it's a family show. Now, listen, there is a website. If people want to find out more, what's the website?
Do you know, Mom? Do you know your own website?
Oh, my website. Yes, it's called About My Mother.
Book. About My Mother Book. .com. Say it again.
Suddenly, About My Mother Book.
Suddenly, Mike Rowe became the teenager again. Because my daughter does it to me. Dad. AboutMyMotherBook.com, right? AboutMyMotherBook.com. Now, the title of the book is About My Mother. And, of course, the book is indeed about your mother, so it's a good title.
Well, it's not about my mother.
No, I was talking
to
your mother, but I turned to you.
You looked at me and
it's
said about my mother.
My mother. It's about your mother. So, Peggy, what else do we need to know about this book? Who did you write? For whom did you write the book?
You know, I thought I was writing it for women of a certain age. But I was wrong, because I do a daily blog.
You do a daily blog?
Yes. In order to reach it, you go to About My Mother on Facebook.
About My Mother on Facebook. Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Is that shameless?
Yeah, that's pretty shameless.
No, it's not shameless. Not on this program.
Okay. And so I do a daily blog. And I'm amazed at how many younger women are really interested in the book. And those who have read it could relate. And they are full of stories of their own. And you know what? Even men are interested.
Oh, come on.
Seriously.
Oh, really? Come on.
Well, unless there are women named Steve and Dick and John and Harry.
Okay, so, well, it just sounds like it's a fun book because you guys are fun. I was just saying that.
It is a fun book.
You're fun, and it's fun to read about fun people, you know, and it's fun to read about healthy families. I think that the most beautiful thing listening to you all talk is that I think many people are longing, you know, to be part of a family like that. I mean, I have two school teachers for parents. That could get tough, but I would think that also would be a wonderful blessing. Mike, come on. I mean, that's got to be.
Of course it's a blessing. And we all look at the same headlines day after day, week after week. You know, we're familiar with all the trouble in the world. The country's divided, et cetera, et cetera. We all know that. But we've all had mothers. And many of those mothers have had daughters, and the connection that people seem to be missing really can be found in the things that we still have in common. And that's what the book is. That's why I'm proud to come out and shamelessly plug it on your show and others. It's good news.
Well, I like the cut of your jib, and I like the cut of all your jibs, your collective jib as well, I like. Really, this has been a lot of fun for me. I'm sorry we're really out of time. Let's flog the website again. It is aboutmymotherbook.com. Mm-hmm. Aboutmymotherbook.com. The book, of course, is titled About My Mother, and it's written by Peggy Rowe with a foreword by Mike Rowe.
There it is.
A blessing to have both of you on. Thank you for being here. Thank you for faking being charming and kind for a few minutes.
She's been doing it for 80 years.
Because most people, I think they bought it.
We'll see.
You can fool some of the people some of the time.
Right.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.